Well, greetings and welcome to the King's Community. I'm Mike Simons, the Director of Community Engagement, and welcome to 2022. Well, it's been largely business as normal here at the senior school and down at the prep school, but for the King's School tutor house, Mr. Adam Larby and his wife Lyndall and their four kids have finally arrived. I got to speak to Adam last week about life in the Southern Highlands, how they're settling in, and his views on the direction of the King's School tutor house.
So I've been a regular visitor to the Highlands ever since being a kid. Many holidays and events over the years, and lots more as an adult with my family coming down. So we love the place and we feel like we know it really well. And you know, the kids are settling in. It's taken a few weeks just to get into the swing of things, but they're loving being part of the school and having all the space and just exploring new things. For me, it's been really weird just getting used to hearing Dad being called out on the playground, but it's also a lovely thing just to be able to share my kids' school experience with them and to be part of that journey, so that's been exciting.
In our conversation, I started by asking Adam how he heard about Tudor House.
About 5 years ago, I came down to visit the school when Annie Sandwell was in charge and spent the day here with a number of other deputies from around Sydney. And we saw these delightful children who were well-mannered, who shook hands, who had fun, who played together. And I thought, this is a special place. And everything that I saw on that day, I've seen here again 5 years later with these kids who are just delightful human beings who have a real just zest for life and energy. So I'm so blessed to be here. It's such a privilege to be leading this school and this incredible group of children. And look, it really is a dream come true to be here at Tudor House.
As teachers, we all have our views on the educational world, and Adam is no different.
Look, for me, education really is about the formation of the whole person. It's equipping minds, it's stirring emotions and affections, it's building relationships and connections. It's helping the whole child develop and flourish. It's their spiritual life, it's their academic life, it's their emotional life, relationships, their physical bodies. It's all of those things together and providing memorable experiences that just mean they can experience those things every day. I want the boys and girls of Tudor House to love their school. I want them to know and feel loved as well and to love others in return. I want them to feel a sense of belonging, a sense that they matter, that the world's an interesting, exciting place that they get to explore and that they get to do it together in a safe, supportive environment where there are loving adults and parents and community who care for them and help them to flourish. If those things continue to happen here at Tudor House day in, day out, the boys and girls here are going to really flourish and they're going to have a strong foundation laid for the future.
As we know, the King's School Tudor House is an amazing place, and I asked Adam about what words he would choose to describe such a wonderful place.
People use lots of different words to describe Tudor House. You know, as I was coming down, people said, oh, it's a special place. Other people have word used like iconic. You know, it is an icon of Australian education. There are no other schools with the same history, with the same kind of story of primary boarding. People have said it's an incredible place, and it really is. Wow is another word that I've heard people use. Inspiring, just because of all the opportunities. The one word I keep coming back to myself is unbelievable, in the sense that it's beyond belief, that it's incredible, the opportunities the boys and girls are afforded here, the things that they get to do and experience, it really is something that can't be replicated. And that really, for me, is what makes the place so unique, that it is an unbelievable education for the children here. Academic excellence is central to who we are as Tudor House as well. We're proudly the only IB World School here in the Southern Highlands offering the PYP program. Our academic program is transdisciplinary, it's student-centred, and it's sophisticated, it's rigorous, and it's globally minded. The foundation years of primary school are essential for us to get those building blocks in place. At the end of year six, I really want our boys and girls to get to the point where they don't really want to leave because they've just loved it so much. I want our Tudor House graduates to be well-rounded, to be confident, to be compassionate, courageous, empowered, inspired, and ready for the world.
Well, as across all three campuses, the co-curricular offerings are as popular as they are diverse. And I spoke to Adam about what goes on out of the classroom at Tudor House.
The breadth of the co-curricular offerings here at Tudor House is really impressive for a school this size. On any given day, the boys and girls might be in the swimming pool in the morning, they might be in the woodwork room, they're going to be in choir singing, they're going to be playing musical instruments, they'll be out on the playground, they'll be riding their bikes around the school during lunchtime, they'll be having lunch together. They'll be in their lessons and classrooms, learning all of the subjects that you would normally see. So it is real breadth, depth and variety each and every day here at Tudor House.
Well, as we know, outdoor education is a pivotal part of character development here at the King's School, and Tudor House is no different. The importance and popularity of the Cohiba program is insurmountable, and I asked Adam about his thoughts.
Over the years, Tudor House has developed a world-class outdoor education program, which runs from pre-K through to Year 6. The boys and girls on a Friday afternoon are out exploring the 169 acres of the school campus. They're building up their skills to earn badges, much like a Scouts program, with the goal at the end of Year 6 of achieving their full Cohiba badge. That badge gives them the privilege of being able to go out onto the school grounds on a Friday and Saturday night and sleep out overnight without the teachers being there. They get to cook their own meals, they're responsible for looking after their bedding, keeping themselves safe, and they've got the radio for back to base just in case, but they love the independence of being able to go out and explore and look after themselves in Year 6. And there's not many places that can do that. Another distinctive of Tudor House is the borders. We've got about 40 boys and girls who come from all over the place, Sydney Metro, regional New South Wales, other parts of Australia, and a few from abroad, who live together in the beautiful Medley House. They mix with the day students as well and provide a different perspective on things, and they also bring great noise and joy throughout the week and the weekends here at this place. And that diversity, that mix of students, adds so much to the life of our school. Really, the sky's the limit for Tudor House in the next 5 years, and I can't wait to be part of this journey with you. It's going to involve all of us giving of ourselves to partner with the community and the educators here to make the school the best it can be for all Tudorians, present and future.
Well, we warmly welcome both Adam and Lyndall and their four kids to the Tudor House community down there in the Southern Highlands. And we look very much forward to going down and visiting them and having them coming up to visit us. To the entire community, students, staff, parents, I bet you'll enjoy their company. From all of us here at KingsCast, welcome to 2022. I'm Mike Simons. We'll see you next time. We'll be right back.